Good morning, traders. I'm Emily Bonney, the CEO of the Investment Banking Institute and your host here at Newswire's Trade Talk. Joining me is trading anchor Bill Olson, who brings more than 30 years of institutional trading experience to our program. At Trade Talk, we provide the facts, themes, and trading ideas for the day ahead. Today is Tuesday, April 16th. Markets are looking to come back from another down day yesterday after a slide sent markets into the red. The Dow notched its sixth losing day in a row, giving up nearly 250 points or 0.65%. The S&P 500 slipped 1.2% and the NASDAQ tumbled almost 1.8%. Bill, let's get into today's action with what is happening in the markets this morning.
Hi, good morning, Emily. Yeah, I'm watching the S&Ps. Now, the S&Ps have been lower all morning long, flat to lower, down, you know, 0.03, down 0.04, then it was flat. Now I'm actually showing them up. I'm showing them up, by about 0.2%. So that's kind of, that's changing the direction of the market a little bit. So that's positive. We're seeing some gains in some of these earnings related stocks. So that's very positive. You know, this morning we had earnings announcement from Bank of America, Bank of New York, Johnson & Johnson, PNC, and United Healthcare, ticker UNH. So, you know, that's really kind of driving this change in direction in the S&Ps this morning. You know, we're still dealing with the possibility of an Israeli airstrike, you know, Iran. It remains a hot topic. You know, I mean, President Biden's out there and other leaders are saying, guys, tone it down. So, you know, I think Israel, unless they really want to go this alone, they're going to have to tone this down and realize, hey, this was a retaliatory strike and, you know, for the Syrian embassy issue, which Israel may or may not have been responsible for. You know, they never admitted, that action was related to them. Listen, why have the markets been falling? You know, I mean, there's new expectations that the Fed may only issue one rate cut this year. You know, that has markets on edge. It has markets repricing, you know, the market significantly overseas this morning. You know, if we're moving towards one rate cut, you know, that is a negative for the markets. You know, the key today, you know, Powell is going to be speaking. Fed Chairman Jerome Powell. He's going to be he's scheduled to appear in public today and give a speech this afternoon, I think around one. You know, and that could deliver some, you know, key insights, which could be a catalyst for today. So that's something to keep an eye on. You know, let's focus on what's happening overseas and in Europe this morning, because European markets are kind of bouncing back. I mean, you know, you're looking at the DAX right now. It's down 163 points or 0.91%. I mean, it was down, you know, 1.4%. So, you know, this is kind of, you know, showing that the market is turning. You're looking at the FTSE, it's down 95 points or 1.20%. It was down 1.38%. So that's nice to see. And the CAC is, you know, down 75 points or 0.94%. So, all right. We got the European luxury earnings coming out after the close today. Last night in Asia was weak. You know, I mean, the Nikkei dropped 761 points or 1.94%. You know, they had big repricement estimations, you know, from the Fed of going from two rate cuts to one really, you know, hurt the Nikkei. And then there was, you know, Hong Kong. I mean, Hong Kong fell 351 points or 2.12%. You know, the issue here was the China data. You know, you're looking at the, you know, the Shanghai market. It did fall 50 points. It's 1.65%. That really was on economic. That weakness was due to economic data. Now, their GDP data came in, you know, positive, showing an expansion of the Q1 to 5.3. Estimations were between 4.6 and 5%. So, you know, they're coming in at 5.3, what was a positive. But industrial production and retail sales rose less than expected. It's still a raise, so, you know, but the markets did sell off for that, so we got to be a little cautious. And then we got to keep an eye on oil, because oil is a key factor in the markets, and oil is trading a little lower this morning. You got WTI down to $85 a barrel. That's down 0.48%, and Brent is trading at $89.73 a barrel. That's down 0.41%. You know, there's no new indications of a possible Israeli strike on Iran. Just what we heard yesterday from, you know, the defense ministers. You know, they met with the prime minister. They discussed plans, but, you know, nothing has been decided yet. Economic growth really, comes into play here. I wouldn't be surprised if we do start to see some gains in oil in the near future, because if China's expanding, that will be a boom for oil prices. But that has to, go in conjunction with the U.S. Economic activity expanding as well. But that's what I have for you in terms of an oil update report this morning, Emily.
Bill, there's a number of things that you mentioned there, including earnings action, along with some economic events, including comments from Federal Reserve Chair Jerome Powell today. And we're going to dive into all of it throughout the show. We're going to start with earnings action. It is certainly hot. Big names out there, especially the banks and those healthcare companies. So, Bill, give us a rundown of what we should be watching when it comes to earnings action.
Let's start off with Morgan Stanley, which has really been under the gun lately. Morgan Stanley beat by 36 cents, and they did that on higher revenue. You look at the stock, it's up over 3% this morning. Talking Bank of America, ticker BAC, boy, Apple Charlie, they beat by 6 cents on higher revenue. You look at Bank of America, I don't see any volume in the stock. It seems to be flat this morning. Johnson & Johnson, ticker JNJ, John Lancey John, they beat by 7 cents, but they only met on revenue expectations. So the stock is trading down about 0.4%. UNH, United Healthcare, Uncle Nancy Henry, they beat by 29 cents, and that was done on higher revenue. You look at UNH, it's up over 7% this morning. That's 32 points. And Bank of New York, ticker BK, boy Kilo, they beat by 10 cents, and they did that on higher revenue. That stock's up 1.92% this morning, so that's all positive. And then, this afternoon after the bell, we got the United Airlines coming out, ticker UAL, Uncle Apple Larry. Their EPS is for a loss of 54 cents. Expected move is 8.11%. Then you also have JBHT, John Boy, Henry Tom. They're coming out after the bell. Their EPS is $1.57. Expected move is 4.81%. Then tomorrow morning, we've got Travelers Group, TRV, Tom Richard Victor, EPS, $4.74. Expected move, 4.16%. Prologix, ticker PLD, Paul Larry David. EPS is $1.28. Expected move is 3.67%. That's what I have for you in terms of upcoming earnings announcements, Emily.
A quick note here, Bank of New York was your pick of the day yesterday. That beat by 10 cents on higher revenue. We will do a full check-in on Bank of New York later in the show to see how your pick went. Now we're going to get to those economic events, including a few economic reports, and as you mentioned, some important Fed speak today. So, Bill, what is going on in terms of the day's economic events?
Listen, we have housing starts and building permits coming out at 8:30 a.m. Remember, this is a big week for housing data. 9:15, we have the report on industrial production. Data from last month displayed an increase of, positive 0.1%. Estimates are indicating anywhere from a positive reading of 0.1 to 0.4 for March. So, we got our fingers crossed on the industrial production reading. And then, of course, at 10 a.m., we get the Atlanta Fed GDP Now data coming out. In terms of Fed speak, 9 a.m., we're hearing from Fed Governor Philip Jefferson. 12:30 p.m., we're hearing from New York Fed Bank President John Williams. At 1 p.m., Richmond Fed Bank President Thomas Barkin will be speaking. And then at 1:15 p.m., all eyes will be listening to Fed Chairman Jerome Powell, who's said to be speaking later this afternoon. So that will be a key one. But that's what I have for you in terms of economic reports and data coming out today, Emily.
Bill, as I hear from you, all these economic reports and Fed speak to be watching, along with that earnings action, I can't imagine any other way to do all of that besides using Newsware and setting up those alerts for that type of information. But you're also able to set up alerts for other types of information, data, and news, things like merger news, guidance news, shareholders meetings, buyback news, other catalysts. You can look for trends on a trading day by grouping things together like your FANG stocks or your Dow 30 stocks. Bill, you break it down for us each and every morning. What else do you see is possibly moving the markets today?
Yeah, I'm just doing a quick data check. I'm showing 12 higher on the Dow and 14 lower, the rest unchanged. Yeah, the ones that are higher are showing some good gains, though. We got to be cognizant of that. And then you're looking at your FANG stocks, and it's really a mixed bag. We're seeing some gains at Netflix, but Tesla, Meta, Google, and Apple are all trading off. One of the things about Amazon is JP Morgan is out there calling its best internet idea into earnings. Meta Platforms, the stock is trading a little weaker this morning. It's under 500. They're preparing to launch an educational product for Quest device services later this year. Tesla, it is weak. It's down 2.3%. The expectations of a weak upcoming earnings report are really weighing on the stock this morning. We're talking Dow Jones 30 stocks. I see Microsoft is investing $1.5 billion into United Arab Emirates, AI-based tech company G42. What else do I see? Merger News, International Paper, ticker IP, IndiaPaul. They agreed to buy DS Smith and an all-stock transaction valued $7.2 billion, which is surpassing a competing bill for Monday. What else do we see? Let's look at some guidance news real quick. PNC, Paul, Nancy, Charlie, they see full year 2024 total revenue stable to down 2% versus 2023. Johnson & Johnson revises their 2024 adjusted EPS view to $10.60 to $10.75. Street estimate is $10.65, so that's slightly positive. What else? In terms of shareholder meetings going on, Appian, ticker APPN, Apple, Paul, Nancy, they're having an investors day today. Starts at 1:30 p.m. In terms of buyback news, Bank of New York, ticker BK, Boy Kilo, they announced a 6 billion share buyback this morning, along with earnings. In terms of catalyst calls, Coty, ticker COTY, Charlie Asker, Tom Yellow, Citibank opened up a 30-day positive catalyst watch on the stock. They also opened up a 30-day positive catalyst watch on ticker ENLC, Edward, Nancy, Larry, Charlie. This is the InLink Midstream. And then there's Mirum Pharmaceuticals, ticker MIRM, Michael India, Richard Michael. Citibank opened up a 90-day positive catalyst watch on the stock into data coming out. They got some trial data coming out, so that's one to keep an eye on. But that's what I have for you in terms of news hitting the tape this morning, Emily.
This is the type of data that Newswire delivers daily. It's factual. It's market moving. And our alerting functions bring it to your attention as it happens. Go to www.newswire.com now and sign up for the trial and see for yourself the benefits that professional Newswire delivers. We've now made it to that time of the show for the Trade Talk pick of the day. Bill, what's your pick of the day today?
Going with Abbott Labs, ticker ABT, Apple Boy Tom. Earnings are tomorrow morning. They're set to be released, and the EPS is 96 cents, and the expected move is 4.03%. Listen, look at yesterday's call volume. Remember, yesterday was a very negative day, and yet the call volume was positive. We're talking 4,245 calls versus 3,027 puts. Open interest, positive as well, 105.049 versus 101.195. Not majorly positive, but positive. And you look at what the brokers are saying, they're all positive on the stock. Major brokers, including Citibank. Citibank issued a couple of price target increases this past quarter. So, that's good to see. In terms of the target price, I want to get in, under 109 for sure. I'm a little cautious with the market. I'm thinking, it might actually show some weakness. So might hold out for a 108, 70 type opportunity, but I'm not sure if that's going to happen or not. But that's my pick of the day. Abbott Labs, ticker ABT, Apple Boy Tom, definitely under 109, Emily.
Abbott Labs, it is today on an earnings play, similar strategy that you used yesterday, ahead of earnings with a specific price target. And as I promised earlier in the show, in just a few moments, we are going to get a recap of that pick of the day. But first, let's take a look at the current breaking headlines that have hit the tape in our Hot Off the Press segment. Bill, sending it back to you.
Benzi, ticker BNZI, welcomes 580 new customers in Q1. Teva, ticker TEVA, announced final results from the HD cohort study. AZN, AstraZeneca, one of their drugs got some positive study data came out this morning. LYV, Larry, Yellow, Victor. Listen, the shares are lower. There's a pending news item about the Justice Department starting an antitrust suit against the Live Nation. That's not good for the stock. Apple, the company, wants to boost its investments in Vietnam. Baidu, it says that their artificial intelligence chatbot, ErnieBot, has gathered more than 200 million users as it seeks to remain China's most popular chat GPT. Boeing, ticker BA. Plane maker said yesterday that it has not found fatigue cracks on in-service 787 jets that have gone through heavy maintenance as it defended its twin-aisle aircraft program ahead of that U.S. Senate hearing, which is set to begin tomorrow. It's always negative, when they do the hearings. Because senators typically like to use those hearings as, places to get out making a outrageous statement that will be picked up by the news media. Continue with the facts. Don't listen to these sensationalized comments. Eli Lilly, a settlement between the drug maker and purchasers of its insulin drugs that would have capped prices and provided $13.5 million to resolve claims that the company inflated drug costs has fallen apart. Intel will release two AI chips with reduced capabilities for the Chinese market in order to comply with U.S. export control sanctions. Lockheed Martin LTM won a $17 billion contract to develop the next generation of interceptors to defend the U.S. against intercontinental ballistic missile attack. Walmart's Ibotta, that's their digital marketing company, which is backed by Walmart, said it's looking to raise about $551 million in an upsized IPO in the U.S. It's positive for Walmart. That's all I'm seeing this morning, Emily.
Okay, Bill, before we dive into trading today, let's do that check-in on yesterday's pick of the day, which was Bank of New York, as we mentioned. During your earnings rundown, you did give us a look at the stock. Bank of New York reported a Q1 adjusted EPS of $1.29. The consensus there had been $1.19. They reported Q1 revenue $4.53 billion, well ahead of the consensus of $4.39 billion. They also declared a 42-cent quarterly dividend. You also gave us that note about their repurchase program, that $6 billion repurchase program during your newswire alerts. A lot of positive points there. Was the call a positive one? How did it work out?
Absolutely. I mean, it was really good. I mean, listen, the stock opened up at 56.07, which was just a little too high for me. And I was like, you know what? I'm sticking at 55 or under. And I just sat back and I waited because the market was negative. It was falling apart. And next thing you know, the stock hit a low of 54.57 and you know, was underneath my $55 price target. So, you know, a little bit later, I did get into it. And you know, then I just sat back and I saw it this after the close and it really started rallying. It was well over, you know, $55 after the close. And then this morning, after that positive earnings announcement, you know, the stock, you know, was trading $56.29 on the bid. So when, you know, I said, get in under 55, if you did that, you definitely made much more than 1%. So, you know, BK, Boy Kilo, Bank of New York Mellon was a good winner this morning, Emily. It was a good pick from yesterday. I'm very happy with it.
A nice pick there. Definitely a win. And we will check in with you tomorrow about today's Abbott Labs pick of the day. Bill, thank you as always for your expert insight. Join us back here tomorrow and each weekday morning at Newswire's Trade Talk when we provide the facts, themes, and trading ideas for the day ahead. Again, I'm your host, Emily Bonney, here with trading anchor Bill Olson. Traders, you know what to do. Let's go out there and make some green.